throw coming up. FedEx leads by two, 38-36. And this free throw is good. So Time Morneau extends it out to a three-point lead, 39-36, 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the fourth. Time Morneau with 17 points.
Big possession for the Bearcats.
Jeffrey Wright gets a screen from Bisher, drives into the lane, and this one's good. Nice response for Wright and the Bearcats. Brings it back within one, 39-38. 2.5 to play. Morneau, top of the key. Screen coming from the left to Geiger, doesn't take it. Drives right down in the middle of the lane, picks up his dribble, feeds it into Sutton, and he can't hang on to it, and it's brought in by Jonathan Bisher. 13th turnover for Bad Axe on the night. 8 only for Ubley. 2 minutes, 13 seconds remain. Jeffrey Wright dribbling to the right wing against Brown. And retreats and resets the offense. Mirop, right wing, screen coming from Klama. And he takes the long two. This one's no good from the right wing. And Bisher brings in the rebound. Goes up for it, and it's blocked by Sutton. And Sutton can't believe it, and we have a whistle. More likely a foul against Sutton. That is against Andrew Sutton. That is his fourth. Double bonus situation for the Bearcats. That's the 11th team foul for Bad Axe. Sends to the line Jonathan Bisher for two shots. He has not attempted a free throw on the night and has 2 points. This one's rims in and out, no good. Still 39-38, Bad Axe by one. A minute 55 left in the fourth quarter. Second free throw, this one's good. We have a tie ball game with Bisher now with 3 points on the night. 39-39.
That's a big free throw for Bisher because he is on the year right now, 28% on the foul line.
Jared Brown can't hang on to it, and Jeffrey Wright is there to pick it up. The 14th turnover as Derek Geiger gets a hand on the layup and kicks it out of bounds, a clean block, and it's going to be ugly ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. Tied at 39, a minute 38 left. It's been neck and neck from the get-go. Jeffrey Wright gets the inbound, drills back up top of the key against Brown, drove to the left wing to Kaboski, being guarded by Time Morneau at 8 feet. Jonathan Bisher being guarded from 12 feet by Sutton.
Ubley just may take the last shot. There's 1:23 to go in the fourth quarter, but they're looking pretty deliberate right now.
And nearly stolen by Tommy Morneau, but Jeffrey Wright gets it back in the backcourt. And drives right into the lane, kicks it over to Mirop in the right baseline. And we have a whistle that appears to be away from the ball. And it's gonna appears to be on Jared Brown of a Bad Axe. Looks like he got a hold of Jeffrey Wright as he's driving through the lane. But regardless, they're going to send Mirop to the line for two. First free throw, no good. In this quarter, Bad Axe, or Ubley, is 4 for 8. Make that 4 for 9. Both free throws missed from Mirop. Bad Axe with the ball, tied at 39. 60 seconds remain. We have a timeout called by Bad Axe. A full timeout on the WLEW's network. 39-39, a minute 3 remaining.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Carroll. Get a new 2014 Jeep Cherokee Latitude with a V6, remote start, and a backup camera for only $23,987.
Or if you need a really great family car with good mileage, check out a new 2014 Dodge Journey SE SUV. Moore Motors price after discounts, only $18,240.
Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Well, John Mooney said it in the timeout there. Overtime coming up. Who knows? 39-39, a minute 3 to play. A lot of time left here in this ball game, as both teams really just cannot get that edge over the other.
Everyone's looking for a two-possession lead, and it just hasn't happened.
Keep looking under that tree. Nothing's there, though. Ubley has missed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 free throws and has made 4. 4 for 9. Bad Axe is 2 for 2 in this fourth quarter. Bad Axe with the ball.
Ooh, that could have been a violation.
To Tommy Morneau. Could have been a violation, but it was tipped in the backcourt by Kurt Kaboski. Here we go. 55 seconds left. Timer no, taking his time at the top of the key. Being guarded by Kowalski, now at 6 feet. Dribbling to his right. Picks it up. Gives it back to Brown against Mirov. Back to Timer no, top of the key. Over to Derek Geiger, left wing. Down to the corner to Mason Krug. Back over to left wing. Derek Geiger starts to dribble now.
This is where somebody's got to step up for the Hatchets if
Brown,
they're going to do this.
Brown, top of the key. Over to Morneau, being guarded by Kowalski. Drives into the lane, kicks it back out to Krug. Takes the long two for the jump shot, no good. And they are going to say out of bounds, ugly ball with 20.2 seconds left. Full court pressure coming from the Hatchets. Kowalski inbounds this as we have a timeout trying to be called by Ken Piccolo instead. They get across the timeline, and Ken Piccolo wants a timeout, and he finally gets it about 10 seconds later. With 15.7 seconds left, we have a timeout called by Ken Piccolo. As it's starting to turn into a whirlwind here, and it's going to be a full timeout. We'll be back in 35 seconds.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
seconds remain in this one. We're all tied at 39 apiece. Ubley has outscored FedEx 11-8 in this fourth quarter thus far. Ubley has the ball at midcourt. Inbounds it to Jeffrey Wright, being guarded by Tommy Morneau. Dribbles to the left wing. Down to the baseline, goes up for the jump layup. This one's no good. Still loose. Picked in by Mason Krug. 5 seconds left, and he steps out of bounds. Nope.
There's a foul.
Foul against Ubley sends Tommy Morneau to the line for 1-1. Fouls against Kurt Kowalski, his fourth, eighth team foul against Ubley. 1-1 situation for Tommy Morneau with 4.9 seconds left. Tommy Morneau is 5-for-6 on the night. This one's good. 1 point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets. 40-39, Bad Axe leading with 4.9 seconds left. Second free throw coming from Tommy Morneau. This one's up, but this one's good. Timeout called by Bad Axe. It's a 60-second timeout. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
This is why we get paid the big bucks, John.
Make all the decisions up here.
41-39, Bad Axe leads by two. Ubley has the ball 90 feet from their own hoop with 4.9 seconds left.
And that's an eternity, Clark. Look for at least